Very great to have you all here. I hope you enjoyed that first taste of CS50, and now we're gonna try and give you another one. So I'm a preceptor here at the university, but I've been a teaching fellow for the course for the last, this will be my 9th year as a teaching fellow. And the teaching fellows, David leads large lectures with 800 people, 900 people, it's pretty grand. And the sections are smaller groups. They give us an opportunity to work with students slightly more directly, reinforcing the material, and also give us a little bit of chance for some one-on-one or at least one on small group time. To that end, we have to do some lesson plans for our sections. And CS50, as David mentioned, caters to students less comfortable, more comfortable, and in between. And teaching fellows, similarly, work with groups of students throughout the semester. Some of them self-select as more comfortable, and they will go to a section that is geared towards students more comfortable, and they will take our general lesson plan, which we provide all the teaching fellows, and they might tweak it, and they might make things a little more technical for the more comfortable people. Or for the less comfortable people, then we might add some more hands-on examples instead of having just slide decks that we're going through. And the more and the in-between will vary. You know, you kind of gauge the sense of your students just like you gauge the sense of your students in your classrooms every day. So to that end, I kind of wanted to give you a taste of doing a little bit of lesson planning now in a hypothetical scenario. And we'll, in about half an hour, I figure I'll give you half an hour, you can work with some people at your table on just a simple lesson plan. And in half an hour, we'll reconvene and sort of discuss pros and cons, strengths of those lesson plans, just like the teaching fellows do amongst themselves when prepping for sections. So I want you to imagine a hypothetical scenario where you have Sally student. And Sally student has come to you, and you're the computer science teacher in your school, and she needs help. She's among those less comfortable. And she has just been assigned a project, and she needs to use Scratch. She's never used Scratch before. You know, you're getting ready for your classes. You're doing so many things, but you want to help her because you like Sally. She's always nice. She walks around the school, and she's always smiling and waving at you, right? She gives you an apple. So, whatever the case may be, but you only have half an hour, and you only have half an hour to prep to teach Sally a little bit about Scratch. So for this next 25, 30 minutes, we're gonna simulate what that half hour is like. What would you do if you needed to teach somebody about Scratch that had never programmed before? So we have Sally student, she's never programmed before, and she needs to know about Scratch. And so what are some of the basic building blocks that we learn about in Scratch? Right, so you've all used Scratch a little bit, right? So what are some of the building blocks that we learn about in Scratch, those different categories? We have sprites. We have building blocks. That's a circular definition. That's a loop. What else do we have?
Events,
conditionals, events, Boolean expressions. So these are kind of some of the things that we want to introduce to Sally student. So I know it's a little bit unstructured, but for the next 25 minutes, I'd like for you to work with some of the people around you, some of your fellow teachers who have experience teaching Scratch. How would you prep a lesson for Sally the student who has no prior experience at all? You have 30 minutes to do it. And then after half an hour, we'll come back and reconvene and talk about how we might adapt, change, modify those lessons, what we can learn from each other in prepping a lesson for a student with little to no computer science experience at all. Okay? So we've added some extra chairs to allow people to facilitate and face fellow teachers and be able to have a discussion about it. If you have any questions, we'll be circling around, but really this is just unstructured, slightly unstructured time for you to prep a lesson for Sally the student and get her what she needs to know so that she can go forth and start programming in Scratch.